The question was asked, how could Shmuel be held accountable with the death penalty when Shmuel was more alacha b'fnei rabo? So Tosfos writes, and the Chizkuni write, in the story of Yehuda's two sons, when Er and Onan were improper with their wife Tamar, with their right? So it says that Hashem killed both of them, Er and Onan. Now, if you do the math, you see that Er and Onan were both minors. So from there, the Chizkuni derives, and this concept again appears also in Tosfos, that when we speak about the death penalty at the hands of heaven, so the Jerusalem Talmud writes, and you could even notice it in a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, that at the hands of heaven, they only administer the death penalty to someone from age 20 and up. From age 13, the courts consider a person an adult. But in the heavenly court, a person will only get Misa B'dei Shamayim from age 20. So Tosfos and the Chizkuni both point out that age 20 is an age of maturity, an age of understanding. And if Shmuel, when he is so young, can understand the Torah better than everyone else standing in the temple, so he had already gained that maturity, just as we find Er and Onan were punished to death at the hands of heaven, as the Torah says, Vayamet Hashem, Hashem killed Er and Onan. It doesn't say they died a natural death. So it's a gauge of maturity. And what Eli was saying to Chana was that because Shmuel had that understanding and he was on that level, so then he was punishable at the hands of heaven with the death penalty for being Moreh Alacha B'fnei Rabbo. And then Shmuel acquiesced to pray on his behalf, and in fact Shmuel did not die young. Yes?
You're talking about spiritually and intelligence maturity. You're still a kid. I mean, just because my daughter is the smartest kid in Gan, doesn't mean that he behaves like a six-year-old.
But Shmuel did. But Shmuel was mature and behaved like a 20-year-old.
He was two.
Shmuel, I didn't say he was two. He was very young. He said he was two. It's logical to say he was two because the Talmud says they would nurse a child till they were two. So being that he finished nursing when they brought him up to the temple, it certainly sounds like he was two. Whatever. That deserves a discussion. Okay. I mean, there's also another source in Talmud that indicates he was in the temple for 50 years. He lived till the age of 52, so that certainly indicates that they brought him up at the age of two, right? So we have sources that indicate he was two. But okay. But you see, he was very smart and very developed. Extraordinary. Yes.
How do we balance? You mentioned.